Talk with Greg White. He's the commissioner of the Michigan Public Service Commission. Greg, how are you?
I'm good. Very good. Good morning to you, Tony.
All right. Greg, what does the Michigan Public Service Commission do?
Well, we oversee regulated utilities in Michigan, primarily electric and gas utilities, but we also have regulatory oversight on certain telecommunication services, and also some motor carrier or trucking responsibilities as well.
All right. There is going to be a consumer forum at 6 p.m. on Thursday, October 27th in Lansing. Tell us about this.
Yeah. Ever since 1988, the Public Service Commission has been conducting these consumer forums around the state. We usually hold about eight each year at various locations around the state, and we try to reach out to customers of utilities to help them, first of all, understand, you know, what we do, but also what are some of the key issues and you know, forecasts for the coming year. And then there's a second part of the forums as well. We try to have service providers and service agencies available to match up with customers who might have a particular problem or particular need to address, and we can connect them directly with the providers and get the help that they need.
Now, Greg, you think you're going to get people to attend this?
Well, you know, we have had over the years, you know, varying levels of participation. Oftentimes it depends on, you know, whether or not there's a problem occurring somewhere, but yes, these forums tend to be well attended. In some instances, we've had hundreds of people there, and other times it'll be a smaller number than that. But yes, we do expect to have a good turnout in Lansing for this forum.
Now, what is cool is you are going to provide information on electric and natural gas rates for this winter. I saw a recent story online where natural gas bills are expected to drop, so that's good news.
That's very good news. You know, certainly the weather that we have will impact, you know, the usage. So the rates are down. The cost of natural gas is down, which is very good. Michigan typically has lower than average natural gas rates in the United States, but we can all remember a few years back when those gas rates went way up and people were paying hundreds of dollars a month to heat their homes. We're hoping that the dramatic drop in the price of natural gas will mean lower bills for everybody.
All right. Well, if you're going to provide the latest information on electric and natural gas rates for the winter, as well as the status of local and long-distance telephone service, if I'm a homeowner, if I'm a business person, that kind of information can really help me plan and get my budget together.
That's what we're hoping. That's what we're hoping. We try to, you know, get this information to folks in a timely manner and be available to take questions. So that is the purpose of the forums.
From your perspective, with the upcoming winter coming our way, there are always folks who have challenges paying those bills. Will you have some information about how people can get help with their bills?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yes. A big part of my presentation, and it's not a long presentation, it's a short overview, but a big component of that is helping people understand where they can go to get help. But then again, Tony, that is the second part, the second objective of the forum, is we will have various service providers, both utilities and service agencies there, you know, such as the Capital Area Community Services Agency, the Tri-County Office on Aging will be there, Salvation Army, those types of agencies that can help people who are in need.
I want to get your take on an issue that was recently come up with the city of Lansing. They're involved in a project with DeWitt Township and Lansing Township and the airport, and they want to do what they can to get business going there and to get business who that revolves around airports to come out there. And one of the issues that came up was the fairness on how to pick your energy resource. Consumers Energy recently said that they thought it was unfair that only the Lansing Board of Water and Light was going to be the resource there where people can get their power from. And I want to get your take on that. Is that fair?
Well, that is certainly a contentious issue. The way the service territories in Michigan, and this is typical throughout the United States, are set up are through historical service areas, franchised, through state law. But also, we have municipal providers such as the Lansing Board of Water and Light that have their service territories, and so. It is a contentious issue because if a provider under Michigan law, if a provider is serving a particular area, they have the right to serve that next customer. Now they can waive that right, if they'd like, and allow another provider to serve an area. We have that happen on occasion, but under Michigan law, the way it works is the provider that is serving that customer or that area, has facilities in the area at the time that customer comes online. They have the opportunity to serve that customer first.
All right. Well, I understand that. That seems logical. But I wonder if not having competition hurts the consumer when it comes to pricing.
Again, that's a highly contentious issue. Michigan is a state that has a limited, what we call, customer choice program, allowing customers to, choose which provider they go to. Now, it's limited in that the legislature has capped that at only 10% of a utility's customers can choose an alternative supplier. Some folks would argue that has the effect of stifling competition or limiting choice.